The show is... Diction lessons. Reading lessons. How does Anthony afford them? How does he continue? He doesn't. But boy, wouldn't it be great if he had some so he wouldn't fuck things up all the time, you may ask? Well, there's a great way that you can help make that happen. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Buy Anthony a new mouth.
Can I go 15 seconds? Seriously, 15 seconds without fucking up?
Once that thing goes, I love you.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. You know, what was it? A year ago? 2 years ago? Maybe as early as 3 years ago.
That we heard about. I don't know about time.
That we heard about the M drive, the impossible drive.
You scoffed. You, Anthony, it's on record. You scoffed at me. I was excited. You said,
I'm a skeptic.
You went, pfft.
I said, until they prove it.
Yeah.
And our buddy Game Jumper X submitted this on our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. The peer-reviewed study of the M drive has been released.
And?
Now, for those of you that don't know what the M drive is.
Oh, you're teasing me.
Well, this is going to be more exciting for people if they know what the fuck we're talking about.
Maybe.
The M drive is this drive that supposedly works. It's for space travel.
Mm.
It's supposed to be a thruster that uses no propellant, doesn't require vast amounts of fuel, doesn't require a nuclear reaction.
It doesn't follow the rules of physics.
That's why it's called the impossible drive. It's basically a conical copper container with microwaves being beamed through it.
Right.
Hence the M, electromagnetic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And somehow beaming very, very small amounts of microwave energy causes this drive to start moving and then exponentially gain speed without propulsion.
No propulsion. So the idea is every time we've ever had to leave our atmosphere, I'm sure you've seen the awesome videos of the giant engine exploding all the fire and flames and shooting stuff up and propelling the thing.
And this does not replace that, but go on.
Well, but once you get into once you get into space.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to explode anything or push stuff, and you can get rid of all that pesky fuel.
Well, the theory
it's
is
so tough.
The theory is that this uses these tiny little micro jolts of energy to just eventually gain up all this speed because, you know, there's a very low amount of friction, very low amount of gravity. Man. There aren't as many deterrents to moving fast or propelling something as there are here on Earth. But everybody was like, you can't explain how this drive works because they can't.
Right.
They can't really.
It should not work.
They still can't explain how it works. But according to the peer-reviewed study that came out this week,
yeah,
the drive works.
So what you're saying, Anthony, is welcome to the intergalactic space travel future. Dun, 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 dun.
You know,
welcome to the intergalactic space travel future.
I always thought that it was going to be the giant solar sails like windjammers.
Yeah.
I always thought it was going to be a windjammer universe.
Who knew it was a microwave oven?
Who knew it was a microwave universe? Who knew it was an easy bake
Who
spaceship?
Knew that the thing that got your hot pocket too hot to touch your tongue is the same thing that's going to get us to fucking Mars.
It was the guy who created Hot Pockets who created this.
Yeah.
He created
Joe Hot Pocket.
Joe Hot Pocket created the sleeve that you put your Hot Pocket in.
Yeah.
Now, as we all know, if you put the Hot Pocket into the microwave without the sleeve, it's
explosion.
Garbage.
It's terrible.
It's trash.
Yeah.
He looked at it and he said, I'm going to take one of these little pizza pockets to space.
Because you know what? People still dream, Anthony.
People do still dream.
People can still gaze into hot melted ham and cheese inside a breaded carapace. Mm-hmm. And they dream.
And that breaded carapace is humanity. And that filling is us.
Yeah. We are the ham. We are the cheese.
We are the future.
We are the dreamers of dreams.
So here's what's up. They found out that it is consistently performing with a thrust to power ratio of 1.2 millinewtons per kilowatt, plus or minus 0.1 millinewtons.
Well, I accept your apology, Anthony.
Very small.
I accept
very
your small. Apology.
So this is a very small amount of energy. Everybody's kind of looking at this and going like, this is really small. Especially even in comparison to NASA's Dawn drive.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn is NASA's like little micro propellant drive that they've been trying to develop.
Right. Dawn's also the head of HR at NASA.
Yeah. Dawn.
You want to talk to Dawn. If you have any issues with
issues with thrusters,
just talk to Dawn.
If people are thrusting at you, go to Dawn. It's 60 millinewtons per kilowatt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like 1/60th of that. Here's the difference, Jeff.
Yeah.
NASA's Dawn drive still needs propellant, still needs fuel.
Fuck that. We don't need propellant.
No.
What do we need that for?
We've gotten rid of propellant, Jeff.
That's right.
We don't need anything.
Let's just go.
Microwaves and a dream.
Put the microwave in the car. Let's go to space.
This solves so many problems because also the astronauts are going to be able to bring Pop Secret with them.
Oh, that's what they've been wanting.
They haven't.
You know what goes great with Pop Secret? Tang.
Yeah.
They just, it's like a marriage made in space.
God. I can't think of two things I hate more than fucking popcorn and Tang.
What?
Oh,
you and I are the opposite of people.
I hate popcorn.
I could drink Tang and eat popcorn exclusively for the rest of my days.
Do you know what it is? Is I worked at a movie theater for like a year and a half.
So did I. It was glorious because I could eat popcorn and have orange drink.
We used to bring home the giant bags of popcorn that were left over. I ate too much popcorn. We didn't have any money.
There's no such thing.
And so we just kept eating popcorn, me and my roommates, and I just can't.
There's no such thing as too much popcorn.
For years, I couldn't even smell it. I couldn't even take the smell of popcorn. Now I can smell it. Now I can even eat it every once in a while.
Oh, it's best.
But, popcorn. Jeff, they still don't know what makes this work.
Why do we need to know? Just use it.
Well, because like...
Just get in the spaceship and use it.
Well, because what if it stops working? Or what if we need it to work better? What if we need to change something about it?
I mean, sure. Do I know how my car works? No.
But there's a mechanic that does.
I never see that guy.
Okay, we've got you. We've got you, Commander Austin. We've got you up there.
Thank you, Houston.
Can you explain the technical issue with the craft?
Yeah, it stopped moving, Houston.
Okay.
And we need to continue moving in order to fulfill the mission.
Okay. Can you tell me what part of the drive seems to be malfunctioning?
Well, it looks to me like the part that makes us move forward is not working because we have stopped moving forward. Houston, over.
Okay. Is it still a cone shape?
Cone shape?
Yeah. It's still like a copper cone still?
I mean, it feels like it.
Okay. Is the microwave thingy still in it?
Well, my hot pocket's not done, if that's what you're asking, and I'm famished.
Okay.
I did drink a lot of Tang earlier.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm hydrated.
Good. That's good. That's good, Commander Austin. So it's still...
I could go for some popcorn, though.
It's still a cone, and it still has the doohickey in it. You're trapped in space.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because I'm going through the manual here.
Uh-huh.
It says... There's a lot of empty pages, actually. It's just blank. There's just one page that says, number one, is it cone?
Yeah, no, it's still cone.
Okay, and then number two, is doohickey in?
That part I can't confirm or deny, sir. Houston,
Well, then check, because if a doohickey's not in, then we know it's wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, I should probably check for that. I'm going to stick my head in this microwave part.
Yeah, that seems fine. I mean, once again, there's not a lot of information in this manual.
Houston?
Yeah.
We have some popcorn.
Are you moving?
I'm moving over to the popcorn to eat it.
Okay.
It smells great.
Sorry, Commander Austin. That's my fault for not being clear enough.
Uh-huh.
Is the ship moving?
Oh, no. It's still not moving at all.
Yeah, we should never have launched you into space in this thing. Sorry, I forgot to take my finger off the button. I also don't know how the radio works.
Why would you?
We still don't know fundamentally how things in the universe work.
Yeah.
That happen every day.
Right. There's a lot we don't know. We don't... I'll blow your mind even further, Anthony. We don't know how your fucking brain works.
We got ideas.
Do you use that every day?
No.
Yeah, well, that's clear.
I try as much as I can to avoid it.
We don't know how the human body works. Why do we need to know how this space death trap works?
Because if I'm putting my brain and my body into a space death trap, that's too many variables.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I got two variables I'm living with every day.
But isn't this exciting?
Oh, it's
this
hugely
is extraordinary.
Exciting. It's hugely exciting.
Literally, some dude made a thing that breaks the fucking rules of physics. That's insane.
Man, you
and
know
everybody
that,
said
you know
it's
that
impossible.
Dude's cool scientist.
Oh, he's so cool.
That guy's cool scientist.
He's super. He's
or
super,
lady. That maybe, lady's probably. Cool scientist. Whoever it is.
It's.
I'd like to think it was like a cool team. A cool dude and lady team, and they're not romantically entangled, even
no,
though, like, no, people ship it. People definitely ship it, but, like, they don't need
they could.
That. They could, but they're not going to, and that's what I like.
Because they're too smart.
Is they're not, it's not like on that.
They're not going to mess it up.
They're not feeding that pressure of will they, won't they.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? They're
gotcha.
Just cool friends hanging out.
All right.
And they're like, there doesn't need to be any drama in their dynamic. You
okay.
know what I mean? They're just creating impossible things together and, like,
well,
hanging out.
Isn't love the most impossible thing?
No, stop it. Stop
okay,
going
sorry.
That
no,
way.
I just,
you
just,
don't need
I'm
to
romantic.
Do that.
I just want to.
No, they're just two cool people that are hanging out, and there doesn't need to be all this pressure about
right,
it.
But what if they kissed?
No, but they don't need to.
No, you're right. You're absolutely
like,
right.
Maybe
they don't
they're
have
both.
To.
Maybe they're both happily married.
Okay. No,
you know?
Maybe they
to
are
to other people.
No,
you know,
sure that's
like,
true. Yeah,
they don't need
to mess that up.
No, and like when like. He's not around. She's not like always talking about him.
No,
and when
no.
like, and when like she's not around, he's not like always thinking about. You know what I mean? Like
but
sometimes they just leave their work at work.
But what if like his hand rests on the cone and then her hand happens to brush by it?
Oh, they probably go, "Excuse me."
You think they just say "Excuse me" and move on?
Or maybe they don't even say anything because they're friends and like if they accidentally bump hands in the lab, like that happens,
right?
No, you know,
that's
it's
true.
Like
that's
there's
you're probably right. You're
there's
probably,
like
there's
no
nothing,
subtext to it. There
no,
doesn't
why would
need
there
to
be
subtext.
Yeah, no, they're just two people making. Impossible things that are changing the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get
Can't
it.
Can't that be enough?
It could. Yeah.
All right.
I still dream.
It's stupid. don't do that. So yeah, these people that created this thing, it's also kind of fun to think that there's still a place in science for
magic?
I'm going to do this.
Fucking magic, Anthony?
I don't know why it's working, but I have a feeling it'll work.
You know,
because that's how I did every science experiment and math test in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, this is the answer. And the teacher would always be like, why? And I'd be like, I don't know. Is it right?
Explain your work.
And they'd be
yeah,
like,
these guys don't ever have to fucking explain their work.
No, they had a peer-reviewed journal do it for them.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, if you're so worried about whether our shit works, why don't you just take a look at it and figure it out? Have it.
Honestly, this is the most badass thing in science ever because this team or person or whoever it was that made this thing initially was ridiculed by people of your ilk, Anthony.
There was no
said,
ridicule. There was,
you said,
there
it's
was,
impossible. They, fuck you. It doesn't work. It breaks the rules of physics.
And I said,
went,
we have
went,
no,
okay.
I said, we have no proof yet that it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like I said, of your ilk.
They can't explain how it works.
And guess what?
If
this
they
person,
can ever explain how it works, I'm going to be super excited or
this
prove
person
that it works.
Or people
yeah.
said, well, I don't know. I guess it seems to work for us, but I guess you guys can just, boom, it fucking works, bitches. That's what they said. And then the two high-fived. And their high five lingered a little long.
No, it didn't.
It lingered a little long.
It didn't linger a
maybe
little long.
Maybe just a little bit. They hugged them a little bit.
No,
maybe because they,
no.
they were just so happy about proving it
yeah,
to the man.
Yeah, because they're two friends that, like, had a huge triumph.
But maybe they had a fleeting
so they
thought of
like,
what might have
no,
been.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
They didn't. They're just
right.
friends, dude.
No, you're
they're
right.
very happy.
I think you're probably
why is
right.
everybody just, like, pushing that but on just, them all the time?
Because they're so beautiful. Such beautiful. It would be a beautiful thing. Wouldn't it make a beautiful
no.
story?
It think would make a
child.
Trite story.
Think of their child.
It would
be
make
the
a story
smartest,
that
most
we've seen a thousand
child.
Times with, like, extra subtext
no,
that doesn't
right.
need to be there.
No, you're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. But if they just
they would make an attractive baby.
It would be
a super attractive
baby.
Baby.
It would be the most impossible baby of all.
It'd be an amazing baby. But
it would
that's
break
not,
all the laws of physics, that baby.
Like, don't even, I'm not, don't take me down this road with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what do we do now?
Now we go to fucking space forever, dog.
Yeah.
Well, if this thing, now that it's peer reviewed and it works, now I guess the next step is, hey, who's going to use this thing? How do they put this thing into, how do they test it?
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? I would love to see, I mean, obviously, where are the two places you go? You go, or three places you go. You go to the military, you go to NASA, you go to SpaceX.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three places. I would imagine all three would enjoy having this technology.
Right.
I would imagine that.
Yeah. Feels like one of them gets a priority in most of these kinds of cases.
I feel like more like and what, more that's SpaceX.
I wish. I don't think that's the case. I think it's what can we destroy with this thing first?
Sure.
What can we
Nothing.
Blow up?
That's the beauty, Jeff. Are you ready?
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
Yeah. It seems like, well, once we destroy the rules of fucking physics, maybe we can destroy other shit with
but
it.
But we gotta be in space first to even use it. It seems very impractical.
Right. So is love. But didn't stop the
no,
two
it did,
creators.
No, oh, there's no love.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
God
gosh,
damn
I always,
it.
I'm just saying.
They're just friends, okay. Dude.
No, you're right. You're right.
Ugh. You sound like all of their friends.
We just want the best for them.
No, you don't. They're happily married.
That's true. No, you're right.
God, leave it alone.
The heart wants what it wants.
No, then it doesn't want that.
Right.
It doesn't want that, dude.
No, you're right.
Leave them alone.
I'm sorry.
Isn't it enough that they created an impossible drive?
It is. That's an amazing thing.
Isn't
I'm
that
saying.
A big enough story?
It is. It's enough of a story. It's enough. There doesn't need to be a B story here. It's fine.
God.
Just saying. They're lovely people who would be lovely together. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
Everyone knows it. You can see it.
What do you think? What do you guys think is next? Not for them. For the drive. What do you think is next for the drive? I mean, we'll take your slash pick. We'll take it. We'll read it.
Oh, yeah.
You could comment on the subreddit to this story.
Yeah.
With, you know, maybe some like slash fic that you wrote about these two cool
just
scientists.
A beautiful story.
Keep in mind, we don't even know if these two scientists are real.
Or if there is two.
Or if there's, yeah, we don't know anything about it.
We don't know anything.
But like, you
but
know,
if
there
was,
if
there
was
were, they probably would be just friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
you never
if
know.
If you want to leave a little bit of fanfic, it's there. It's on the subreddit. If you want to talk to us about the M Drive, you can do so on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Hot Pocket. That won't get lost.
Nah.
Nobody's using that. Hey, by the way, do you know what we could use from you guys?
Money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes.
That's what you're going to say, right?
Yeah, I was going to go money. Here's what's up. You may have noticed you've never heard an advertisement on this show. We would love to never have an advertisement on
yes.
this show. That would be the best thing in the world.
Right.
So what we do instead is we run this whole thing on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/weHaveConcerns, you can contribute to us every month, whatever you think this show that we make is worth. We also add, at different dollar levels of donations, some cool things that we think you'll enjoy that are extras just for you. You can get things like bonus digital goodies, early episodes, monthly hangouts with me and Jeff, live hangouts on YouTube, and also secret mail.
Ooh.
We send you a little package from me and Jeff every month with a little note from us. Go and find out how to do that if it sounds interesting to you and help support the show. Patreon.com/weHaveConcerns. I always want to say wehaveconcerns.com/Patreon, which
no,
also works.
Wrong. Does it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I made that work because
well,
I know I was going to do that.
You can say it.
But I always stop myself.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Either way.
You know what the problem is? I don't believe in myself enough.
You should. You gotta.